Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Monica Brady-Myrov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The government watchdog group Common Cause says Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas had a conflict of interest in that landmark campaign finance case that permitted corporate and union funds to be used directly in political campaigns. Common Cause is asking the Justice Department to investigate possible connections between the justices and Charles and David Koch, the billionaires who fund conservative causes, including the Tea Party. Corporate and union funding of political campaigns increased dramatically after the Citizens United decision a year ago this week. Tom Hamburger, Washington correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, is covering the story. And Tom, Common Cause is basing its claim on meetings Justice Scalia and Thomas attended, meetings that were sponsored by the Kochs.
Exactly. What they were referring to on the basis of the petition was an invitation that the Koch brothers, who own Koch Industries, the second largest privately held company in the United States, an invitation that they sent to members of the conservative elite, I guess we'd summarize it, to attend annual sessions where they discuss policy, the state of the nation, and even strategies for how to write things as they see it. And in one of the invitations to these events, Charles Koch noted that in the past we have had well-known attendees, including, and he mentioned some members of Congress, and he mentioned two members of the Supreme Court, Scalia and Thomas. And it was on the basis of that almost offhand remark in an invitation that led Common Cause to file this petition with the Justice Department asking for review.
Well, have the justices responded?
The justices have not responded, as is often the case, but the spokesman for the Supreme Court did issue a statement and detailed the relationship or the attendance of the two justices at Koch-related events. And they did that late yesterday. And in their statement, they said that Justices Thomas and Scalia had indeed traveled to a location near where the Koch brothers' strategy and policy sessions was taking place. But in fact, they were traveling to attend a meeting of the Federalist Society, which is a kind of quasi-academic organization that discusses and promotes conservative legal principles. And indeed, the justices had disclosed that the Federalist Society had paid for their travel to this event. As it came out, the Federalist Society dinner that they spoke to was hosted by members of the Koch family. Justice Scalia, according to the Supreme Court spokesman, said he did not attend any of the policy or separate strategy sessions. Justice Thomas said that he dropped by but was not a participant.
Well, this is sort of murky ground, isn't it? What are legal scholars saying?
First of all, the idea of going to the Justice Department to ask the department to review and then subsequently intervene in a Supreme Court case is unusual, to say the least, and probably and almost all of the scholars say it's a long shot tactic. But one of those who we talked to is sort of one of the leading experts on judicial ethics, Stephen Gillers at New York University, said he thought the petition was useful because, as he put it, the nation has a right to know exactly what role, if any, justices played in these gatherings, including whether there were any remarks they made and whether Citizens United was a subject of the discussion. The likely answers, if these were to prove true, if in fact there was not a participation in the strategy meetings, if Citizens United did not come up as a topic, it would seem, at least this is what we're hearing from some of the legal analysts we talked to, that this petition would not have a great or even a long shot chance of success. Nonetheless, the scholars we're talking to applaud the raising of the issue in part because there's very little oversight over Supreme Court conflicts of interest, what justices do in their spare time, and recusal standards.
Is there any precedent for this? Has a Supreme Court case ever been reconsidered because of a conflict of interest in a justice?
It's rare, but it has happened, Monica. Recusal can be retroactive. One of the cases that we've learned about is one called Laird v. Tatum, in which it was an army spying case. Justice Rehnquist was on the court and cast the deciding 5-4 vote. However, after the case was decided, there was a motion made to recuse him, which would have resulted in a 4-4 decision. The basis for the motion was the fact that at a congressional hearing, Rehnquist had expressed previously an opinion on the case, which was then moving through the federal courts while he was an assistant attorney general. Rehnquist, in this matter, did not challenge the claim that recusal can be retroactive, but concluded that he was not recused. Later, Congress amended the recusal statute to make it clear that if the situation recurred, a judge in Rehnquist's position would have to recuse.
Tom Hamburger is Washington correspondent for the Los Angeles Angeles Times. Tom, thanks.
Good to be with you. Thank you.